The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Come, children, gather round tonight and listen in the candlelight to how your great-grandfather died. It is a tale my father tried to fix inside my heart so deep that children after me would keep the story in their hearts and try to live like him and like him die. Come, listen now. His Hebrew name was Simeon. His wife was lame until she died 5 years before the old man saw the baby king. The kids were grown and everything was ready when the old man heard your great-grandmother's final word. My father heard it too. She said, "Dear Simeon, since we were wed, full 60 years of love to me have passed and ripened you to see what kings and righteous men of old have longed to see. The Lord foretold a day of consolation here in Zion when he would appear. The Spirit testifies tonight that you shall live and see the light of all our dreams rise like the dawn of righteousness when I am gone." "Does that mean, Daddy, she would die?" "Yes, she would die. Now listen why." With love, old Simeon leaned down and gently stroked the silver crown of his dear wife and softly said, "The Spirit also says tonight that you will see the dawning light before it breaks on me. If I have ripened in my love, why, I wonder, will God first pluck you? Except that you have ripened too." They smiled, one of those knowing smiles with 60 years and countless miles of secret ways and silent days. My father said he saw the rays of heaven cross her face, and then she died. "Were you there, Daddy, when great-grandma died?" "No, son, your dad was just a twinkle in the glad and hopeful eye of your grandma. I wasn't born. But your grandma, your grandpa remembered every word. And then, well, then old Simeon wondered when the time would be of which she spoke. The years went by. He'd sit and stoke the fire at night and meditate on holy prophecies till late. And then he'd lie in bed and pray that God would hasten soon the day of light. 5 years. Then, it was a quiet time at last because the Jewish pilgrims had gone home. A month or so had passed since Rome took count of David's offspring in Jerusalem. And now the din of all those years and days was very still. And Simeon sensed within a thrill that God was near. He lay awake and waited for the Lord to take his hand and lead him to the light. And then it happened. Late one night, he woke like Samuel to hear a voice. "Wake, Simeon, don't fear. Tomorrow you will see the Lord. He will be meek, without a sword, without a spear, without a shield or any army in the field. Go early to the house of prayer, and as you kneel and worship there, give praise for mercy to my name, and I will manifest the same." At dawn, the old man knelt where he had prayed for years and now could see the rich and poor draw near to give some sacrifice that they might live. He looked at every worshiper and waited for his heart to stir when the Messiah came to pray. He thought, "It will be plain as day when he walks through the temple gate. But Daddy, Jesus couldn't..." Wait a minute. Did Simeon know? It is a human trait to show that we expect to find the best, attended well, and finely dressed. And even Simeon was stunned that God, with all his strength, had shunned the way of wealth when God revealed, "It is the yonder child concealed within the simple woolen shawl." Could Simeon believe that all God ever promised lay asleep like treasure bundled in a cheap and tattered sling? Think on it now. Would you believe that God somehow became a child? He did believe. And lay the baby on his sleeve and trembling let the Spirit fill his mouth. Now by thy sovereign will, O God of grace, let me depart and see more fully what thou art in heaven with my precious wife and thee in everlasting life. For all thy word to me is done, and I have seen the promised one. The great salvation thou hast made for every people, every trade. A light to guide the nations well, and glory too for Israel. And then he stopped. The parents were amazed. He set his eyes on her, the young and pretty peasant girl. He said, "This child is like a pearl. Some men will forfeit everything to have his love, while others cling to worthless things and forfeit life. He is a source of peace and strife. And many thoughts he will reveal that men have thought they could conceal. And you, most blessed woman too, will see what wicked men can do. Your love to him will take its toll, and like a sword will pierce your soul." Then, speechless, Mary took the child again. The old man bowed and smiled and disappeared. What happened then? That evening, Grandpa found him when he came from work. The fire was on. The scroll unrolled, but he was gone. His finger lay upon the line that said, "A brilliant light will shine." And now, my children, tell me this. Do you believe that Jesus is the fairest, brightest, strongest light that ever was or is tonight? If so, then light this candle 3 and sing a song of hope with me.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.